Certo.
Tanto da carbono da aria come carne the Mishnah, which we had in the Yud Tesemad Beis, which told us that even in the case where you're not chayiv for Shem, for instance, in Rishisaramim, nevertheless, if you had a no, you have to pay for the no that you had. Right? If you had a no, you have to pay the no. It says, if you stay achim, als Shem, you're not chayiv, because it's not b'stei acher, it's in Rishisaramim. But nevertheless, you still have to pay for no person. And then the Gemara is going to discuss about Chapa Medalev, how much do you have to pay? How much alone do you have to pay? The Kamal, Rabbi Omar Demei Omir. You have to pay the equivalent how much it would have cost you to be there while you would not eat. Omir is a sheet of straw. Animals normally eat straw. So even if this animal happens to eat barley, but you only have to feed it, you only have to really only have to give it straw. So that may only pay the amount of straw. That's how much you benefit. We'll see in a minute. We'll see. We haven't got to lie yet. So the Gemara is saying, although it might have eaten the body, but since the animal father is the tevin, that's how much you have to pay. Rabba Omar, Demesoy, and Mizoy. Rabba says, nope, he ate body, you have to pay it body, but not the full price of body, rather a discounted price of body. So what's Pshat and Rabba? What's really Pshat and Rabba? What's Pshat and anyone? What are we saying? The animal ate, the mice, you benefited from it. If you benefited, you have to pay for the benefit you had. That guy lost, you benefited from it. You have to pay for that. So how much? So the Chayla, Rabba is very logical. The benefit I had is that I don't need to feed him. The Chayla, that's very logical. That's the benefit. I don't need to feed him. Now, how much is that? That's my meal. So if I had a meal of, if I had it actually ate barley, I didn't need to give it barley, so I don't need to pay for that, I only have to pay it with my omelet. But Rabbi says, no, you have to pay the maize, sorry, and visit. So Rashi reminds me what the svar of Rabbi is. Right, we'll see if what Rabbi said was right. Let's see Rashi. Demei Omer. First Rashi is on Rabba. Demei Omer. Shel Okro Soyin, Kidei Sviyoso. If it had body, satiated itself with body, Eino Yimishalein. You see where Rashi is? Demei Omer. I should have said the right number. Yeah? Shel Okro Soyin, Yisviyoso, Eino Yimishalein. Don't dumb him. Shehoi Yotzorach Litein. You only have to pay him money, Shehoi Yotzorach Litein. The cash in of Italian. You would have had to pay for straw or for different types of straw. The lower part of
barley?
No. Cash in of Italian and straw.
Brand, is that the
right? Yeah, whatever. The lower part of the straw and the higher part of the more straw. Nachilo. The Omale, because the owner can say, he actually nachilo, sorry. I don't want to feed it, sorry. Hello, cash in Italian. That's all I want you to feed it. That's what I wanted to be there. And what did Rabbi say? Demei sa'oyim b'zoy. Kefi sha'yu tzorach likaf sa'oyim b'machola. According to how much a person would have had to pay to buy barley to feed it, ima yoroi tzorachil sa'oyim, had he decided to feed it sa'oyim. Ve'lo yitim lo'y kisha she'beshuk. He doesn't pay the price of a market price. Because perhaps this guy wouldn't have fed it barley Perhaps he would not have fed it barley. So he doesn't have to pay him the full price of the barley. because maybe you wouldn't have had it value. Ella bezoil yitzeh. Rather, you should give it at a discounted price. You should pay a discounted price because I'm not to pay mishemes, like it says in Pabavasa that for zuzo, every zuz is choshev ba'arba donkey. Is the sixth donkey in a zuz? So instead of paying the full zuz, you pay four donkey. Right? Or shnei shlishi adomim, which is 2/3 of the value. So the value of the soil, let's say, was 18 zuz. So you pay, the owner has to pay, the owner of the animal et has to pay 12 zuz. It's 2/3 of the value of what it is. So what's Rashi tell us? Rashi says here that the main soil, what's wrong? Well, had you fed it, sorry, it would have benefited much better, obviously, because animals now got more nutritious diets. So had you fed it, sorry, of course, there's some benefit in it. Just Rava was saying, very good, but I wouldn't have fed it, sorry. But had you fed it, sorry, it would have been great. So says Rashi, so you have to pay sorry, because you benefited from it, more nutritious diet. But not the full price. Why? Because maybe I wouldn't have fed it, sorry. What does that mean? Maybe I wouldn't have fed it, sorry, so not the full price. If I wouldn't have fed it, sorry, then nothing. What's Rashi saying? You've got a choice. Either to pay cash, teren, which is rabba, or to pay, no, demei sarim bizur, some type of pshara. Et sarim, so you benefited from the sarim diet, so you'd have to pay sarim. Like, not the full price. Why not the full price? Or maybe I wouldn't have fed it sarim. It's loss of ration, right? Demei loimach loss sarim. Maybe you wouldn't have done, right? So,
if you were paying price, it'd be the same thing as
another. There's full price of Anna. Everything there is one slight difference between Anna and Hezek is not necessarily the same thing. Mm-hmm. Means that the Anna could be, even if I'm paying the full price of the Syrian, and then I'd have to pay the price and you could have sold it for maybe an additional thing. But okay, let's leave that
point.
It's not that you want everything. You haven't answered the question. We're trying to understand what's the small wrong. But if it's the full price, it's full price. We deal with it. Rob is saying the mice at Sarim, so you benefited from Sarim, you have to pay Sarim. And not the full price, only discounted. Why? Because maybe he wouldn't have fed it. If he wouldn't have fed it, then why should I pay any? Why is this pshara for? Make up your mind. Either you say we look at the nutritious diet, or you look at what you would have fed it. You would have fed a cash tevel, so that's how much you pay. Nutritious diet, sorry, so that's how much you pay. What's this? We look at the nutritious diet, but at the discount price. Where's that? That's the kush. That's a little problem. Yeah. Sure.
I had some undifferent subject.
No,
it had a specifically says, you might have eaten grapes, pomegranates, whatever, but you only pay the price of animal food.
It doesn't say what the best.
Rashi says, yeah, sorry. The may or may look at Rashi, Shim Akros to Oyim, Kadesh Viyasa. You don't pay that. You only pay kashim. That's Rabbi. And Rabbi said, look, you pay a discounted price. What's this? Why is this psalm?
If he's the one who says, I would only pay,
right.
So look at what the average person would do. I mean,
so what's going on? This guy would. Perhaps he would not have fed it, sorry, Rashi said. So if so, why would he have to pay? Why did he have to pay? Why did he have to pay sorry? Why did he pay 2/3 of sorry? If he wouldn't feed it, sorry, we should just pay on it. Rashi says that the reason why he pays 2/3 of sorry, really get sorry, so you should pay sorry, says Rob. But no, when only charging 2/3 of the Sohim, because perhaps this owner would never give them Sohim in the first place. So why should he pay full price Sohim? Whatever he pays 2/3. I don't understand what's up, Shah. Shah has to make some sense. What's the logic that we're willing to entertain the fact that you're not going to feed it Sohim, and that's why we're going to reduce the price, but we're not reducing the price all the way down to cash and tenor. There are others, you have to pay 2/3 of the price. What's the logic? You could feed it that. If you would like to splash out on your animal, you could do that. It's good for its nutrition. But there's plenty of people that would feed the animal just cash and tether. Plenty of people doing that. And that's why it says Rabbah. The no is Rabbah. The no is the cash and tether. That's all there is. It says Rabbah, but you don't nutritious diet. So you have to give it chitin and sodium. You have to give it sodium. But not the full price of sodium. Only 2/3. So very hard to understand. So some Achrenim explain, the pshat is that we are sure that everyone would be willing, would give the animal Sohim if they could get it at this discounted price. As we said, of course, it's more nutritious. So a normal person wouldn't buy expensive Sohim to feed its animal. It's true. But if you would get it at this discounted price of 2/3, then you would do it. So you received a diet of nutritious Sohim, and the price you're paying is a price that you would have been willing to pay for. So it's called value. To charge you on the whole amount, I would never spend that amount. And that's called hezek. I would never spend that amount. I just spend that amount. Why should I spend that amount on something I wouldn't normally do? If I could give you a discounted price, and that amount everyone would do. Yes, of course, the discounted price we would do, but be willing to spend that for my animal. More nutrition. That's called animal. That's what we have to pay. Okay, that's the explanation. He was not as well explained in Rashi. Okay, very good. That's the sort of Rabba. So we have a machlike, Rabba and Rabba, exactly how to work out what's called the anor. Is the anor filling up of the stomach? If so, that would be even if it was discussion tebe. Or no, we look at there was the maisa a benefit in eating this orim. You don't need to pay the full price of the Sohim, at least you have to pay something towards it.
So we're talking about benefits to the animal or benefits to the owner of the animal? If he's just trying to fill up the animal's tummy, then that's...
Perhaps the shadow
is just saving him a meal. First, it's saving him, as opposed to actually making the animal more productive and this and that, because it's...
Let's ask like this, which you're going to see in the comment. This is a sure shadow, but... What happens if an animal more than it needs to eat? The owner wouldn't have fed it that much. The owner wouldn't have fed it that much, but the animal ate more. So if you look at the animal's hanor, it had an hanor. If you look at the owner's hanor, I couldn't care less about this animal feeding itself so much. I want to give this amount of food. That's what it needs to eat. It wants to eat more. That's a good shot. We're going to see in a minute. Manish in a minute. But before we do that, let's just try and analyze. What is exactly this chiyuv of hanor they have to pay? Is animal damaged and ate? So you don't pay the amount of damage, you pay the amount of hanor. Is that a form of hezek? So you don't need to pay the full price of the hezek, you need to pay at least what you had hanor. Is the payment a payment of mazik, of somebody who's a mazik, or is it that no? It's simple, a chayv. Your animal has my money inside it. So pay me back the amount that you owe me. It's just a chayv. There's two types of having a chayv to pay someone. You can have because I did you a damage, so I'm liable to pay. The Torah is mechayv me to pay back the damage I caused you. Or the Torah is mechayv me to pay back the damage my animal causes you. The normal damage is the amount it causes damage. In the case where the Torah said that it's just around your bottle, the Torah then said your bottle from paying the damage, full damages, but you have to pay partial damages, kafi hanah that you had. But in the end of the day, it's a damage, a chai, because of a mazik. Or is no mazik yibachal. The Torah says, the shoyin and shisarabi is not a mazik. The eats in shisarabi is not a mazik bichal. There's no mazik of shen in shisarabi. Why do I have to pay? Because the money gaboch, it's an expression meaning my money is in your property. Your animal has my money inside its belly. So pay me back the money that's in your animal's belly, not because of a mazik, just it's like looking after my money. It took a loan, took a loan from me. How to understand this Mishnah? What's Pshat? You pay me shalem smash your names. Here's Pshat again. I want to make you clear. It's a proper hakir we have to understand. Shen is bottom shasarabim. What does that mean? Does it mean that there's no shame mazik of shen in shasarabim? There isn't. There's no such thing as a mazik of a shen in a shasarabim. Say there's no mazik of shen in a shasarabim, so why do you have to pay anything? Shalem is ma shenem is. Why do you have to pay? There's no shen mazik. It's because it's a chayv. It has your money inside its belly. You have to give it back. That's one way of looking at it. Or no, it is a mazik. A shen is a mazik in a shasarabim. But the Torah said, for such a mazik, you don't pay full damages. You only pay mishalem is ma shenem. Won't be the nafkamina between the two. So it was nice to have a kira, it's a nafkamina, a practical difference between this clear, this discussion, and practical nafkamina between whether it's a mazik or it's just a choyu. Huh? Shemitah. Oh, very good. That's one nafkamina. It's not really good mazik also. Once you make it into a choyu. Okay, that would be maybe enough minute, not really. No. Yeah, okay. No, words of the leaders. The mission getting the fifth peg. Mission getting peg game, Mishnah Aleph says, Hanizokim, Shonaman, Fedis, that Mazik, you have to pay. When if the owner doesn't have cash to pay, we claim from his field and from the best fields from the Idis. Balkoi from Bainis. And Surus Isha from Ziburis. Balkoi has to pay, doesn't pay from Idis. He only pays from Bainis. And Surus Isha is from Ziburis. Surus Isha pays from Ziburis. And the Gemara explains that really Balkoi should also be from Ziburis. It's just otherwise nobody won't lend him any money and therefore we put out to Bainis. Would lend their money if they know they're going to get back some rocky land, then they wouldn't lend their money. Therefore, we said, okay, we put it to bin. Okay, so what do we have? If it's a mazik, what do you pay from Idis? And if it's a choy, you really pay from the boys. So, why is this din on the shank as much an enis? Is that a mazik? It should be paid from Idis. To be mashalenis, it's true, not the full damages. They'd be paying less than that, but from the Indus. Or is it a chori and you're paying from Zibur's? Oh, why?
Because really placing the onus on the one who left the produce in the Shisrabi and was saying he was the one who caused the Hezek. I can't blame the animal and call him a man.
Very good, very good. If the reason why you're explained, the reason why you're potting in Shisrabi is because the owner placed it there. So then, why should I be now a quasi mazik? Well, I'm saying, I'm a mazik, I'm not, right? You're saying the one that left it there. Very, very good. My second choice, place of patient, says like you, it's not a mazik. It's not a mazik, Bechlau. This animal is pure choy. Therefore, he passed him the only pay from the Boris.
Where is the book coming from?
My money is like
this. That?
Yeah, the same shayla by somebody goes into somebody's field and starts working in that field and improves it. You have to pay that benefit, right? But the money gabok, where's it say in the term of money gabok? It's as far as I don't know if it's before possible. It is.
Concept usually is unjust enrichment.
Huh?
Unjust enrichment.
Unjust
enrichment.
That's common law.
Somebody has got something to give him.
Okay, that might be the law, might be true. Yeah, Shem, the whole sugya coming up, Zenin and Zechosa, is going to be based on such a logic. But we'll have to see it. Yeah, Shem. Okay, so that's now the Tzoyis Machoshen in the Daik, and that's an important idea for us to know. The Nachon and the front of Yosef is explaining it. An animal walking in Shasur Abin Ishen of Oregel is not a mazik. So why do you have to pay at all? The money, Gaboch. Your money, my money is by you. Your animal adds something to me, meaning your benefit you've got is on my loss due to me losing. Then we have to pay me for that benefit. And now we just have to work out what the benefit is. Is it the fact that the stomach is not full? Or is it full with sodium? And we said,
you have to pay a benefit even though it's the loss.
Oh, that's the next advantage. That's the next one.
Third side that argues that this one of them?
Yes, there is such a side.
Even though it's a pasuk that excludes it.
Yeah, right. It's they bring it down to Shem of Chaim. That's all I'm going to say. If you bring it down from point of Chaim Brisk and other side. But this is what the Tzitzit Pesach is on Shulchan Aruch. That's how he explains it. That's definitely the easier mahalakha to know. Okay, fine. Tanya Kavosi Durov. Imnenis Mishalemes Mashenenis. Keita Ochlo Kav Ikabain. It ate a kav or two calves. Ein Oyumim Tishalim Demeim. You don't say you pay the value of the kav and kabain of this Sarium. Elo Oyumdin. Kamo odo mroitze lahakel behemtoi, dova haro uilo, abopi sheini rodo. We have a look. We'll have a look how much a person would want to give his animal. Something which is matim for it. Perhaps it's not what you would normally give it. But something in matim for him, how much a person would want to give his animal that, and that's how much you have to pay. So this is the price which supports Rava. You see, even though it's not what he's robbing, he still has to pay. Now, even if it's not robbing what you would normally give, you would normally give cash or tether. And since the animal is owing, and a person would be willing to give that amount for it, so Mela, you would have to pay that amount. Let's see those words again. Oyndin, kamo, odom, Roitze lahachel lebehemtoi dova harolo avav bishein erogel. How do you translate those words? Kama odom roitze lahachel.
Quantity.
No, aha. That's how you translate it.
That is a way.
Right, that is a way of translating. How do you translate? What does it mean? Kama odom roitze bitim. Yossi, how did you translate it? How much are you willing to spend? We have machlekes between Yaakov and Yossi. What does it mean? Does it mean how much are you willing to spend on it? And we said that's two-thirds. Or does it mean how much quantity? That means this am I much more. And how much a person would give a little bit. So if you look at the Rishash, the back of the Gemara. You have a Rishash?
Now
you
want to
get one over
there.
Go on, you find it. But he takes this, he goes through the sign of the Gemara and explains word for word.
What's after the Rosh? That's the Rosh.
Yeah, you got Rosh.
I think about your side, which is where the Shash is. Where I look, he. Yeah. The Shash used to be a different place, but now
Right. Vilna? He was from Vilna. Okay. Let me just quickly put the Rishash up for my parents. Rishash. Okay. And and Ha'ara on every single page of the Gemara. There's not one Omid in the Gemara that doesn't have of his. Of course, that was good as well. Okay, so here goes. Come on, the Moitzelit. So it says there's Shabbos, this is Shabbos. Elohim there. Veneer. So he's got here in your thing, you'll see that he's got words of the Gemara, and then in brackets, an explanation for those words. So we have in the Gemara, Elohim then come over on Moitzelitim. That's the main work around Dobah Rorila. So it says Rosh Hashanah, I explain to you the words. What does it mean? Onion kama odom. What does kama odom mean? Nere nebezer osalach puki. This is come to exclude. Dim ochro kam ukebayim. If it ate a tremendous amount, it ate a kam ukebayim. Einem eshalim rak kefi shiru shederech odom lahachol abentoy. Only a peak, the amount, the quantity, like Yossi said, like Yaakov said, the quantity that person feeds his animal. In Chatzi Kav, I think that in Russian is a mistake, we'll have to go to Russian soon. Okay, so what's the first chat? Kama Odom Ritzilitin, Kama Odom is quantity. Carries on the Rishash. Dova Horo Oilo, that's the next words of the Gemara. Kama Odom Ritzelitin Dova Roilo, what Dova Roilo? Rotsa Lena Beze, what's of a Roilo? Dim Ocho Dova Hama Ulu Vidome, that really expensive fruit. Eine Mishalim, you do not pay Rakba Dova Horoilo, food that's fitting for animal. You're going to say, Oilim Lechamor, Kashin of the Paw. Right, why don't an animal eat grapes, which were not just grapes, they were, what's it called when they grow them? Organic grapes. And this animal ate grapes, the person that don't eat grapes anyway, they don't just eat barley, or they might eat straw. They certainly don't eat, certainly don't eat grapes, so no, organic grapes. So says Rishat, you wouldn't pay even cheap grapes. You would pay the food they would normally eat, even if it would be something which is made special food grapes. The food that's matim for animals. That's on top of Roila. What about Pisha in a Rogil? Rotaloima, the Oimdin Ba'odom Shein a Rogil. Now, this is what Yossi was saying. We estimated how much somebody who would not normally feed it. Kama, Hoya, Roitza, Losses. Bad Dova Roilo. Canal Ababijin Rogila Hila Rak Omi, even though he would only normally feed it. Omi, you pay a bit more to pay his own. The Loyikme Soyan Ele Nero had only buy Soyan if he gets it cheap. So here we're giving it to him as a cheap price, that's how much he has to pay. So come out on Ritzinitin. Dova Roilo, Ababijin Rogila means both these halakhas. Halacha, which Rabbi Yaakov told us, that's kama odom sidur shashin, the quantity. How much a person would normally give, that's the quantity. And alpha pishin yorogil is how much he should pay, even though he would normally give it. That's a discounted price. We have an umdana, he would give it, and therefore that's how much he has to pay. So if we go now to Yeshua's shayla before him, is that law based on what the animal ate? On how much the owner of the animal benefited. You should have an answer now. Kama Odom Roitze Litin. Kama Odom Roitze is how much the owner would have fed him, and how much the animal actually ate. How much the owner would have fed. Therefore, probably the animal gets an et up the ice cream. Animals like ice cream, but totally not beneficial for it. So you don't need to pay anything. It's not an offer for me. Not an offer for me. I have an animal enjoying himself.
Doesn't it still, even if it's not nutritious, doesn't it still fill up?
A lot of ice cream. The ice cream, yeah. I understand anything like this, right? An animal drank some wine or something and might enjoy themselves, can have a sugar, but there's no benefit for the owner. No benefit for the owner. There's just anything that made it a little bit shaky. So the animals, in that case, the owner wouldn't pay anything. Dafka, we look at the owner. How much the owner would have spent on the quantity and the price he would have paid in order to feed this nutritious food. Very good.
It also kind of shows that it's not, there's no hazard to it. You're asking earlier before about
is it mazik or is it
it's a mazik and it's not mazik. It's mazik, but he's not paying anything for the mazik.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all
you said this mazik is only the fee that I'm not. That's true. It could still be a mazik, but the payment you pay is how much that you benefited from this hazard. Anyway, we said the sense of patience that the model was a chayv. Nafkamina, where did he pay from?
Oh, from the better, from the middle property, not the.
From the zibus.
Oh, from the zibus, from the
Why not from the maiden is? The only reason why he about to pay attention from the maiden is because he wouldn't lend him. There's nothing about lending. I don't want to say.
So you don't just lump all of them together.
No. Like Subur. So we pay for these birds. I'll go over that point in a minute. The Pibok, finish off the bread. So Pibok, Ochlon, Hitin, Oidoba, Oyalo, Petura. Since he only paid because of the benefit that you gain, so if it Hitin, or something which Bechlal is no, it's not good for him, Hitin not good for animals, or anything which is bad for the animal. Is bitter, you don't pay anything. Why? I said mazik. So what? There's no mazik in the shisurabim. You're only paid for animal, and there's nothing.
That's no benefit for the animal?
And they're not loads of the
why do you have to say anything? I was thinking what the other is referring to chitim as a more expensive beneficial food. I'm giving you an example.
It says you're pitur.
As big as right. Yeah, so you don't have to throw it all the way. Other for paying is you don't have to pay the full amount for the heating. Your other can pay that the premium.
You don't need to pay the chitin price because nobody would feed this animal chitin. Say that.
You wouldn't say pot.
That's why I was so weird. So, Rashi also, in the called the word the Lui Nenis. Didn't have a dog.
Animals don't normally eat things that aren't good for it. I mean, that's some level of fun. People eat wheat. It may not be its favorite food.
Say, hey, man, don't worry, what are we going to say? It did. Whatever they asked, we had in the Gemara once. It had, it was a lotion. They had, Simon Movitz, right? What was the Russian? Simon Movitz.
That's
the animal we're
talking about. One time, the story.
Is that poison? That's right. Yeah. Yeah. There was a Gemara that spoke about the animal had food. It looked like it was. It looked like it was. Here we are. It was in a Shishnavi support. A frat. It looked like it was food. And it's bad for animal. That happens. It's, you don't need to pay because there's no runoff on that. Okay. Says Rashi. Let's see Rashi now. Afal pi she'ein rogel. Now look at this Rashi. Remember the Shash said there's a toss in Rashi. We'll see why it is. Says Rashi, Avopi Sha'ina Rogan. says Rashi. Avi Shenog Lachila Sorim Elo Omer Meshan Elo Idemei Sorim Kefi Mashaod of Acher Rogel Nitain the Behemtoi Kav Ikebai. Right. So here Rashi says, what do you mean? Kav Ikebai means not a Kav Ikebai. It's a Kav Ikebai. What person would normally feed it? The man would normally feed. The Fichach, the Misharian, keep the Misharian, don't matter, Rory, though, since you work out based on something which he eats, Ocho, Chitim, Oikol, Dova, Rally, if he eats Chitim or anything bad for it, the Luginates, he didn't have a law, Peturo, Vishisarabim, you're going to be popped in Vishisarabim. If it adds something which is not an offering, then you're going to be part of Rosh Hashanah. Why do I just say Rosh Hashanah? I want my Rosh Hashanah offering. Why? Because the Mazik. Rosh Hashanah, if Rosh Hashanah offering goes to Rosh Hashanah, the Mazik. Everything, this outside, no, the Mazik it was. The banana would eat, go into Rosh Hashanah and eat up all the fruits then, and then have a terrible stomach ache. The owner of the animal has to pay. Well, definitely. The Mazik. Very good, excellent, fantastic. That's the Gemara that we have.
What's it belong in the name? What does that mean? Again, is the owner saving a meal right now?
He is.
He's saving a meal?
No, I'm saying it wasn't good for it.
But is he now not going to have to eat for lunch?
Probably have to, so. If you wouldn't, then you're right.
He was causing a diarrhea.
Yeah. Okay, so that's Baruch Hashem, the end of that series. So I just want to go over this Nekuda we stressed here on the Ksavis. We said that there's a, I didn't speak out the whole Mishnah. The Mishnah said that for a Nezikin, you pay Ibis. For Baal Choyim, Beninis, and Ksubas Isha, Diburit. Now, Ksuba is really a type of a loan, a Choyim. It's a obligation you need to pay for getting married. You have to pay. Shaskeishim, Shasmisa, one has to pay the Ksuba. So why is Ksuba Ziburis and Baal Choyim paying? Both of them are Choyimis. Both of them are obligations to pay. So the Gemara says to the Choyim, about we want a person to lend money. We want a person to lend money. And if we don't, if he knows he'll only get back some rocky land, which is Ziburis, he won't want to lend. So in order to entice people to lend, we are going to say you'll get back payments. Ashingin, we're not worried that women won't want to get married. Women want to get married, and therefore we don't need to put that up to payments. We can keep it to the basic halacha. So now, what happens if there's a choyv where there wasn't a person that lent it, but the choyv happened? It wasn't somebody kind of came and lent another person money. Rather, simple obligation the Torah puts on someone. And this is an example here. This animal went and ate. There was nobody who lent the animal money. The animal ate up food. Now, inside the belly of the animal is food. So now he owes the owner of that food back the money. There's no lender. There's no lending. There's no tin old debtor for paying out loan. So that's why the Torah says, in this case, then we go to the basic halacha. Basic halacha is a choyv is with ziburis. The reason why we out by a choyv to bein this is only to help to make sure that the malva will lend in a case where there's no malva and loiva. Just simply, if somebody owes somebody else's money, then you go back to the basic halacha and it's going to be ziburis. That's why it says here you pay ziburis. Other people say here you pay bein this. And of course, my success is a terrible. You go to the
That's the lowest.
The lowest. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
If we know that this is a person, the animal is super duper amazing barley.
Right.
So, do we still give him this leniency, or do we say since you always feel this super duper barley, you're gonna have to pay it?
There's a few diukim that he would have to pay. A few diukim and Rashi, he would have to pay. The only thing is that he wouldn't have fed it. So then, if you would have fed it and he holds it, this his animal needs this special food, that's what you feel, that's called the animal which he got. You would have otherwise bought that. So you had that animal, so that's called he has to pay for that. Yeah. That's the name of that.
Or would you say if he ate less than what he, like, you know, like this is the thing, he normally gives it superfood, and the animal goes into and shoots rabbit and eats something that's quite a bit less than that. Would you say that there's no hanah because he didn't save himself anything? He's not feeding anyhow. No. He didn't save a meal because he didn't have the full nutrition that he wanted the animal to have.
You're not going to make it another meal. So he would have wanted to give his animal a better food. He's not going to be able to feed the animal any more food, right? So he still had that animal. He saved himself a meal, right? Okay, very good.
If the animal ate straw, and according to Rava, who says that you go with the discounted barley, you have to pay the discounted barley price, we can still just pay the amount.
Strong.
Why?
Yeah, it's strong.
I know, we're not going by damage, we're going by the what we would pay him for the hanana.
Say to me, so how much would I pay you if I'm not feeding my animal straw? That's how much I would have paid. My animal is straw. How much benefit did I have from your animal at all? The amount I would have paid to buy straw to feed my animal. So that's that all, yeah.
Following question is assigned to what I think we're about to learn.
Uh-huh.
Which is, everything we spoke about sounds like, I would say now, is what we're about to learn. That is after the fact that you're right to see the owner of the animal. But Mashma, if he's there watching the animal eating this cow or kabai, I really should have done the Shabbos today, but we see that he's allowing it to continue munching away as much as it wants. He wants this! Raya! It's like the gates of the fence, you know, like the gates. He comes to the gates before the side himself, Mom and Father go free. And you have a face.
The amazing thing is that you bring a Raya.
Love it.
The amazing thing is that Raya prepares for you.
Huh?
The Ryan Gates.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really? I'll look in your house.
Exactly. Okay. So I'm in my field and I see somebody putting up a fence. One, two, and I'm watching it. Three, I'm watching him. Four, I have to pay. I was watching him.
If we know that you're using, if you end up using the fence, yes, you have to pay.
Why?
If we see you taking a cup of coffee and putting it on top of the fence,
something
you have to pay.
I know, that's the
thing. Your animal eating.
What's the thing? Watching animal eating, watching a person building a wall. Why? That's the right you're bringing it from. If
I defense.
Yeah.
You're watching him.
I'm watching him.
You're watching him and you know he's doing it for his right? But here, you know, somebody watches the animal eating something, he's surely saying, I agree to this and I want it.
I just don't have to be. I have to stop my animal eating.
Really?
Why should I have to? I have to pay back. I know
Why should I put it away?
A bunch of guys walking past my animal, not one guy pulled it away. Why should I? So what?
Yeah.
I'm not going to stop my animals doing a shot of the My animals are going to be tired.
That means that you are
happy with
eating.
No, it means I'm bothering myself. Why should I involve myself?
What is that?
Now you're moving into regish. You start off with svar, you start off with the rye, which is the rye of the cat.
Really?
And just told you how. You see a guy watching the cat.
Then
you
look at
and the rye will face me out.
Why do you think you're
going to
be eating?
He's not doing that.
gather grape bread.
What? What?
What
on earth is the barbecue? You're watching a person putting up a wall, watching a general eat out of any difference whatsoever.
No, no, no. He's arriving. I know.
He's not arriving. Oh, he's not arriving. Oh, good. You're making your fun. Come on, Cesaro. Do we go to what the animal gained by it or by what you gained by it? And the answer is what you gained by it. The animal can buy you. It's feeling, wow, I haven't had this meal since last week's chocolate. And it's happy. But you don't care less about that.
Yeah.
You don't. You only pay for the scam, not come by in. Why?
Yeah.
I don't care less. I would never fill my animal that amount of food. I don't want to pay it. I'm watching my animal. Very nice. My animal's having a good feast. Very nice. What does that speak to me? Why do I have to pay for that? There is one. Yeah, on this, if Diane Solomon says that you have to pay, he's possible that they don't.
Really?
Yeah, he's wrong. He's not going to, like, theoretical. He's not going to be. Because it's wrong. That's why. It's on a basic logic. Here you go. Okay, let's just. Yeah.
What if the owner of the food watching the animal eat the food? Does he have an obligation to mitigate its damage? Or it's not damage, but to mitigate, to try to take it away?
Yeah. Okay, so that's now you see we got a taste of what's coming up. The sugars of Zenen and Zerichosa is starting with sugar now. You managed to start to go into the mire, so you got to the four walls already. You got to the end of the two dots? No, you have to really know all one big shahas. We'll give it a start. We'll give it a start just for a few minutes, just to give us a taste of what's coming up. Oh my day of Christa Rami Bakomo. Do I have this Gabon Baunte? Where were you last night? The Trumo. In the Trum. What's the Trum? The big Samadish. His Samadish was the Ramsh, right? That's a pshat straight from the side. We actually give us two pshat in. But let's go with that pshat for the time being. Where are you? The Boyanon Miniman Yosef. We asked there a terrific question. Omar, why Miniman Yosef? What was the great? Omar, Hadamah Chatzach Aveir Shalemi Daitari. If somebody resides in his friend's chotze without permission, Torah Lo Yisrael Yisrael or Ein Tzor. Does he have to or does he not have to? Now listen to the next following questions, because this needs thought. I'm not going to discuss it today what the answers are, that needs thought. Hey, you know, if it's a chotzer that you don't rent out, the gabbah the loy obin the megan, a person who doesn't need to spend money to rent a deer, their loy never is ever chotzer. It's not called a chotzer. What does that mean? So it's positive problem, says Rashi. There's no benefit. I didn't cause you a loss and I didn't gain by it. Why? Because I could have rented another deer. So this is one of the meantime honor. I see he stayed in that deer. He's had an oil, he didn't get wet from the rain outside. Okay, but
you said he could have rented another deer or he could have just stayed for free.
And another deer, for free. Yeah,
for free.
Yeah. Hello. So that's one hour need to have one. Hello, Bechotze, the kind of Agra. Maybe you're talking about Shaila, but Bechotze is up for rent. The Gamma, Dobbin, the Mega. And it's a person who would need to spend money on renting a deer. Then there's a Bechotze. It's Poshut he needs to pay. Because that's a case where one person gained and the other one lost. Why the other one lose?
Because it's been taken. It's occupied and the rent's out.
So kick him out. Why can't you kick him out? One make up all stories of a strong guy. So we have to know what's the chose? Why is there a chose? Of course it's a chose. You can't rent out. But why can't you rent out? There's a guy there.
You mean it was trash.
So the answer to that is place is gonna tell us. I think it was basis. Yeah, places, the bottom of the last places, that when you see people, when people see there's somebody there, they won't come to rent it. They won't come to ask if I can rent the deer. So you're causing me a loss because nobody's going to come to claim to ask to rent the dirham. Of course, if somebody would knock at the door and say, can I rent out your chotzer? So yeah, sure. I'll pick up this guy, throw him out. But that's not the story. Nobody's knocking at the door with love. But why is no one knocking at the door? Because this guy's there. So that's why no one's knocking at the door. So it's possibly he's crying. Why? Because of the chosin. Another question we need to think about is why it's a new grandma. So grandma be'an. It's another question we need to think about. But the Gemara says it's possibly yachayim. So why is the shayla? The shayla is the tzich of a chosin. The loikayim in our grandma. The gavur the ovid the meyer. What happens if it's a chotzer? You don't normally rent out. It's a guy that normally would pay for his spill. My multi amalei. Can the one who's squatting? Can you say, why didn't you cause you any loss? You wouldn't have rented out anyway. Or Dilma multi. Maybe the bala chotzer can say, hey, Sanis, yeah, no, no. So we have three options. Is it the one that rented. So, is there a case where the squatter doesn't anyway need to pay for any dues, got other places to stay for free, and the chotzer is not there to rent? Means, is it there loinene v'zeh loichosel? That's poshut. If it's that case, loinene loichosel poshut is pot. If it's zehnene v'zeh chosel, poshut yechayim. So the shayim is zehnene v'zeh loichosel. We didn't talk about what happens if it's zeh chaser v'zeh loinene. What would be that case? Zeh chaser, it's a deal I normally rent out, and the squatter is a guy who would have slept in the park. He wouldn't have paid money for the deal. What about that case? Is it chayiv or potter? Yosef pshita. We know when Yosef pshita. It's either posher. It's true. It's posher, but what's a posher? That shayla is not discussed in the Gemara. And that's another question. Why is it not discussed in the Gemara? That question is in Ratzi Tesis. Tesis says one shita. And then there's an aleph there, the Goyim that tells you to look at Rabbi Yosef, or the Reb, that says the other way around. So you write down to shita. Is it possible one way or the other way? The Machlokes goes Tesis in the Reb. Well, you'll learn Tesis. Yeah. So you'll see Tesis in the Rifling Yetzashem.
It's not to say that you can use somebody's place without having to pay them.
Huh?
It's not to say that a person squats in somebody's property that he rents out and you're not paying.
But I'm not naming. Why should I pay?
It's fun.
I'm not naming.
Because they don't share a problem with
it. Huh? Oh, so what have we done? It's grandma.
So maybe it's a time of competition.
I'm staying in the house. That's why nobody's going to come to ask you to rent. That's a grandma. What's a deal? If I would knock the door, I knock the door and I don't come in. I have to pay for the loss of revenue. No, it's a grandma.
I mean, as soon as we get a knock, you would say, okay.
Yeah.
As soon as he gets a call that somebody's interested.
Yeah, somebody wants to come and I'm there, so kick me out. Say them. Okay, we have a lot to learn. So those are the points to focus on as we're going through. Okay, it's Thursday. Yossi is very much, we say, a little much one line. It says, interesting, it goes through the name of the Shvatim. It says, it's in front of me, but it goes through Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. You know, about the other one. That's I think it says, and then Rosh Bnei Shimon, and then it's Shmois Bnei Levi. This Rosh Hashanah. Eli Rosh Bnei Saroisam Bnei Ruben Bnei Soil Bnei Shimon Yimol V'Yomim, and then it says. So that additional word of shmois. Why does it say shmois b'nei levi? It says b'nei Reuven, b'nei Shimon, shmois b'nei levi. So the answer given by the Shlach HaKadosh is the Gershon Kehos Merari. Why did Levi choose those names? Levi wasn't part of the servitude. He didn't work. Maybe he didn't have to work in the jobs. But maybe he wants to feel the pain of Kaisa. Therefore, he named his children after the pain. Gershon is because of Gerl, they were getting there. Kaosin because Kaisa's teeth became blunt from the pain. And Merari from the bitter times. So he named his children to feel with the pain. So the Torah wants to especially stress this point. Shemot Bnei Levi to stress how much a person, even if he himself is not suffering, should make an effort to feel the other people's sorrow. There's a story I saw the shame of Chaim Brisk. Chaim Brisk was known for his tremendous chesed. He used to have a door in his house. Everyone asked, why do you have a door in your house? It was always open. What's the point of having a door? He said, yeah, because the shit that holds, if you don't have a door on the house, then you can't put a mezuzah on the door frame. So you had the door just so that you should have a mezuzah. And then there was no, the door was open. He was about to say, like, unbelievable. Anyway, there was a big fire, top creation on the head, and loads of people's houses got burned down. And he was very much Isaac in trying to help these people start again. And during that tukah, he had his house. His house was safe. But he slept in shul, on the floor in the shul. Why are you doing that? He said, how can I possibly sleep in bed when people here something without any house? He said, the Chofetz Chaim used to sleep on the floor during the First World War because with a stone on his head, how can I sleep in a bed when people are sleeping fighting in the trenches? So that's his story, which the lady was teaching God himself. Even if God Hashem things are comfortable for us, we need to feel the pain of others. Have a very good Shabbos. And your parents, you should feel well.
Thank you. Oh,